W-D-8-D-X Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Hello, Delta 8, November Hotel. 86 repeater, good morning.
Well, good morning, Nicholas. How are you on this beautiful winter day? W-8-M-N-D.
The night treated me well. I had a decent sleep. The dog didn't wake me up too many times. Morning's been decent and good hot coffee. Now I'm on my way to work. It's supposed to be really windy today, picking up in the afternoon and evening. At least that's what the news lady said. So I'm curious what that's going to bring for my day in retail. But yeah, things are really well.
Well, good. Got, of course, I'm on my way to breakfast, being Tuesday. Got to see a nice little bit of sunshine or sunrise falling out of my house, but it's still kind of cloudy, but there was some red glow. It was kind of nice. And, yeah, we got a little bit of snow again last night, and just nothing but a good old-fashioned winter we're experiencing. And, yeah, I just heard that on the radio myself about it getting windy this afternoon. It was windy yesterday, too. Especially later there in the afternoon, it was really moving around. So, yeah. Hey, I thought of you this weekend. Were you? Did you do any winter field day? Yeah, I don't take part in it, but I was on the bench a little bit for the activity.
I am a winter field day guy, but I did not get to participate this year just because I had other things going on that Saturday. It completely blew past my mind. I ended up Sunday morning cooking breakfast, and I said, oh, winter field day was yesterday. I wouldn't have set up outdoor or even mobile in any way. It would have been just me transmitting in the home QTH shack. But I'm looking forward to, just chatting with people about that for the next month and at the swap and stuff and see what people might have done. We had really decent weather for it.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't do anything with it, even though I was on the fence a bit. But, and it's funny, actually, yesterday I was thinking about, well, I could go, speaking of field day, I wouldn't mind doing a PADA activation, I've got a couple parks that are fairly close, I guess. But I'm like, man, I can set up and operate from my truck. I've done it before, but in nice weather, or nicer weather, thinking about it, going out and then sitting and letting my truck idle for like 2 hours while I operate, I'll just wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to some mobile operations this summer. I'm doing the trips over to Wisconsin again to hopefully complete my paraglider flight training this spring and summer. Who am I joking? I'm part of the flight club over there. I'll be traveling over there quite a bit over my lifetime. But what I'm getting at is I'll be doing a lot of camping this summer out of the van and at various locations throughout Wisconsin. It'll be nice to have amateur radio hobby or something to do. I'll be there for longer stays than just, 2 days in and come back. I think I'll be able to get maybe 5-day jaunts in the state for me to be able to fly and, visit several different locations. So as soon as I get that mobile set up, working PADA will be a little bit easier for me. I'm going to turn it back to you there.
Yeah, for sure. That would be a nice opportunity doing all that traveling like that, for sure, to help break it up a little bit, or if you're camping, and especially if you can get it set up nice where you can set it up and tear it down quick. It doesn't take a lot. I'm looking at my travels for this coming summer, some events I got planned, and figuring out how to leave a couple days early or stay a couple days later to do some pata while I'm on the road. And in fact, just watched a video yesterday with a guy that had a little bit better idea for doing ground radials. I spend time just laying my radials out for my vertical, and never thought of it before, but you use ribbon cable, and can be much more efficient and not be so tedious laying that stuff out. So just something to make things go better. But yeah, it sounds like you'll be doing some traveling there. And yeah, when I went to Wisconsin last year, I did a couple of activations on the way out there. Or just, if you can, just set it up to do regular mobile HF would just be great, I think.
Yeah, thanks for the ground radio idea. That's probably going to be one of the type of antennas that works best for me in a mobile application. Well, Bill, I'm going to say this has been a nice contact with you. I'm traveling down Keystone right now, getting to the roundabout area, and, going to put my hands on the steering wheel and eyes on the road. But my good ham radio friend, maybe I'll see you at the swap meet. If I don't, we'll catch you later on down the log. W8MND, this is KD8NH, no, which is 73. I'll be clear and standing, or kind of close.
Okay, Nicholas, real good. I know what you mean. It's a little bit slick out here, so you got to be careful. Yeah, real quick, though, the ribbon cable. I know guys have done it before, but I just really never looked at it or thought about it. But, yeah, the guy gave an example where the ribbon cable had, like, 12 conductors on it, and he broke them down into he grabbed three conductors and twist them together, and that would be one radio. This part is that stuff is so small, it's kind of tedious to put a connector on it. But you put a ring connector on it and then just attach it to its base. But, yeah, it's a pretty decent idea. So, okay, I'll let you go here. I got to deal with some stuff. 7-3, have a good day, and I'll definitely be at the swap and hopefully the night before to help set up, too. So I will be there, and hopefully we'll see you then. W8MND, staying out of the ditch.
Good morning, W8TCM. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee. This is Kevin.
What was that handle again, please? This is Kevin, KD9, Whiskey Uniform.
Yes, this is Kevin. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee. Go ahead.
That's the other Kevin. Yeah, okay. I thought I'd give you guys a shot out there. I know you guys are headed into breakfast, and wish I was doing the same, but we're on this laying here in bed right now. Being at 7:30 here, and I know it's 8:30 there, so I'm just trying to stay warm right now before I get up out of bed. So anyways, how are things going up there?
No, not too bad. It's I thought we were going to get a lot more snow last night, but we didn't. It was only about 4 inches on the car this morning, so that's not really that much considering what they were predicting. It's cold out here. Yep, heading over to breakfast, and stay warm.
Roger that. Yeah, just about catch some of the traffic headed into breakfast and out there, and I know Tony should be going to breakfast, and so should a whole bunch of others. So, can't even think of the handles right now. Oh, Pete. Pete should be going ahead to breakfast. So, anyways, I'll just stand by here, and we'll do that. This is Kilo Whiskey Uniform. Standing by.
Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee, also standing by.
KFAGY, this is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform. Hey, Kevin, you still out there?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. K8WQK here.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How's it going up there? Not too bad here. It's probably about in the upper 20s right now. But, you know, I was trying to raise Kevin there. I just called him about 5 minutes ago, and then we both went on standby and tried to get a hold of him again. But anyways, good talking to you, Pete.
Yeah, I was listening to your cue, so Neil and I are on our way in to for our morning coffee. But, yeah, if you want some cold and snow, I could put some in a package and send it down to you.
You're funny, Pete. You're funny. I can tell you what my concern here. Hold on a second. I'm pretty good. I got a good laugh out of that. Oh, boy. Yeah, like I really need snow. Oh, what's it going to be today? One moment. It is currently, oh, 29 degrees. I'm supposed to get up to 44 today. And all my snow will be gone, except for the white stuff that's sitting on top of my cars right now that desperately need a car wash. So, we've had, really not had very much snow here. We've been pretty darn dry. I think my most measurable snow I've had so far is maybe 3 inches. I think the total accumulation this season we've only had maybe 5. So, heck, you guys did that in just one night. So, anyways.
Yeah, and we've had a fair amount of snow, way a lot more than last year, but, you know, pretty typical. We're getting 2 to 6 inches an evening overnight, you know, and then not every day. But anyway. It is January, and we expect that in northern Michigan. Yeah, you're in a nice balmy 20, what'd you say, 28 degrees? Yeah, it says 19 on the dashboard here. Well, if you get up to 40, Kevin, you need to get your car washed.
Yeah, roger that in the car wash. There was quite a line yesterday at the car wash. But yeah, I think I take both vehicles in today and get them car washed. They're plain coated white and salt here. So we live right on a busy street here. So all the spray, you know, a lot of salt gets up in the air out here. So it's pretty bad on our vehicles. Since I don't have a garage or anything for our vehicles, our vehicles see a lot of salt, and it eats our cars up as far as corrosion goes. So, anyways, that's gonna be one of my jobs today. I gotta replace an outlet down in my basement. Take care of that today too. So, anyways, I might have to do some projects today around the house. Over.
Yeah, well, I feel your pain. I got projects coming up, too, after breakfast, still doing finishing touches on a painting project, so. But I think, I got the day off from babysitting, so I think this afternoon I'm going to get out on my skis for a little while, cross country. I'll go find for an hour, get outdoors. It'll be mild enough this afternoon. We got fresh snow overnight, so there you go. All right. Kevin, I'm going to wish you a great Indiana day, and we'll catch you this spring, if not some other time, but getting into traffic here. KWQK.
All right, that, Pete. Yep. Okay, you can enjoy your breakfast, and along with Neil. I wish I was up there and joining with you guys, but, maybe we'll come up there some weekend on a surprise visit, and we'll come visit you guys. So, anyway, you guys take care. Enjoy your breakfast. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, standing by.
K8WQK, this is KF8AGY.
Oh, the rock star.
Yeah, I've got my guitar out and my Marshall stack, and I'm ready to burn the house down.
Yeah, you gonna come join us?
On my way. And by the way, you must be coming from a heat wave. It was only showing 7 out here about 3 minutes ago, so enjoy that balmy weather up in Elk Rapids the rest of the day.
Okay, will do. See you in a little bit. KWQK.
Roger that. KF8AGY. Clear and monitoring.
Hey, KF8AGY. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Hey, Kevin. A little tussle here.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. This is KF8AGY. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about going down that that rabbit hole, and I was thinking about picking up the A1 Mini. I was looking at the A1, now I'm looking at the A1 Mini combo. I was going with a smaller machine, so as far as the 3D printer goes, I want your thoughts about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a different rabbit hole today than 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whenever I built my machine. But getting a commercial-grade machine, if I had to do it all over again, I don't know. I might build a custom, and I might go with something off the shelf. But, yeah, I've got mine dialed in and tuned, and if you're going to get some high-quality filament, that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. You can send me an email or something, and I'll make some recommendations. KF8AGY, back to you.
Yeah, roger that. I checked, like Marketplace and stuff like that, and basically it appears to be either people get tired of them or the machines that are worn out, the less expensive ones. And then I've read, the A1 or the A1 Minis, it's a good unit for a starter, for a beginner. And they kind of hold their own. Excuse me. And anyways, I think I got, we'll try it out. If I don't like it, I'll listen to, sell it. So, but I'm going to try to get my next avenue going as far as learning something. So, over to you.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, the stuff that does wear out, you can either reprint the pieces, if it ends up being a printed part, or most of the other stuff. There are so many markets to buy that stuff now. They got slide bearings, they got roller bearings, they got ones with teeth, ones without. I mean, and you can just get them for relatively inexpensive. So if you get that printer and you start playing with it, don't get discouraged too quick. You might just be surprised. I've seen John K8VNA, his 3D prints that are resulting from his printer, and they are stellar. It's not a bad place to go down, and you've probably got a couple of resources within the club that can help you out if you run into any snags. Anyway, I'm at the restaurant now. I'm about ready to sign out and go in. So, Kevin, I'm going to let you go this time, and this is Kevin, KF8AGY, and I'm clear and shutting down.
All right, to that, Kevin. Looking forward to your presentation tonight. Plan on viewing it, and we'll take from there. You guys enjoy your breakfast. Tell everybody I said hi. This is Kilo Delta 9 with you, Risk Uniform. Standing by.
Roger that, Kevin. We'll let them know. KF8AGY, clear and off.
This is KF8SBZ, make it a late start and heading that way. Good morning, both. Good morning, Kevin, down there in Indiana. How are you doing?
We're doing good, Tony. We're at a balmy 29 degrees. We're supposed to get to 44 today. I got to take the back of all my frozen white stuff on the ground. And I take my vehicles again to the car wash to get all that salt deposit on them. So that's what we're hoping to do. Over.
Yeah, I kind of had the same idea. At least it's not snowing today. It doesn't look like it's going to for a while anyway. Man, did we get a dump yesterday. I called it just right coming back from my sister's out in Alden. Excuse me. It was coming down. We got probably 3.5-4 inches just in a couple hours. So, my sister was having her dog operated on this morning, and I don't know, somehow I overslept. I was going to try to get in there for that. I didn't tell them that I was coming, but I was going to come. I was going to go down there anyway, and I'm hoping to hear something from them. I'm probably going to stop by J&S first and see what's going on there, so... Trying to pack a lot into a sardine can here.
Roger that. Yeah, I think my sister down in Florida, outside of Pensacola, I think they've had more snow in, what, they had their snow, like, 2 weeks ago or last week? They've had more snow in one day than I've had all season, I think. That's pretty bad. Really bad. So... I think it's that's pretty funny, but they had it and I didn't get it, so that's okay with me.
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible snowfall they got down there. Probably just having snow at all is probably once every 25 years or more, and. I don't know what the exact figures are, but I know that it's a long time between snowfalls. Just haven't lived down there for 31 years. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. And it was interesting when I lived in North Carolina seeing snow on the ocean. That was kind of surrealistic to me, too. Kind of the beach resort type area that you find down south. So, anyway, I'm just waking up. Man, I wish I had a cup of coffee right now. So, I think that's what I'm going to get next. You guys have a great day down there. And I will, if you got more to contribute, I'll be standing by here monitoring, but I've run out of words. So, KDAWU, this is 89WWU, KDSPZ. Go ahead there, Kevin.
Roger that, Tony. Yeah, I think we're just going to lay back here and just stand by, and we'll some more traffic go by. I know it's getting approaching 9 o'clock there, so I guess most of the guys will be headed into breakfast real quick if they're sitting out in their cars. So, anyways, this is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform, saying 73, and we will continue to stand by.
Barely making it.
Big time. Can't do well.
K
K-8-W-2-K, W-8-M-N-D.
K-8-W-2-K.
Hey, Pete, I just tried to key that up, and I am keying it up, actually. I forgot what my deal is. I am keying it up, but I'm not hearing any beep or tone out of it. Is it coded for receiving?
Hang on, let me bring it up once. Okay, I can't bring it up from here, so, but you hear some kind of squelch still?
No, I don't. I can just see it on my meter. It looks like I am keying it up. And that's the problem I was having even at my house. I would think from my house I'd hit it with no problem. I did it from in the house and then also with my mobile out in the driveway. And actually when I went to Honor the other day, I tried it and the same thing. It seems like I'm keyed up but not hearing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, W8REG. What are you trying to hit?
Yeah, the mountain repeater, the 147.34.
Okay, stand by. I'm in Beulah. We'll see what happens.
Ebra?
W8REG, JBASEJ. Clear.
Okay, sounds good. I could hear it fine. So it keyed up on my end, too, guys.
Okay. Is there a beep, you know, after your transmission, or is it quiet?
Bob, take it away. I actually went brain dead.
The repeater on Chris Mountain doesn't have a Roger beep at all. If you key it up, I mean, you'll hear, you know, tone come back, I mean, not tone, but you'll hear the repeater come back to you, but there will be no Roger beep. KB8SCJ.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I guess I'll try it again from here. I'm not sure if I'll hit it real well where I'm at right now, but I'll try it again later. I know I'm heading that way in a day or two. I'll see what happens, so we'll find out. Thanks a lot, everybody. This is W8MND.
Okay, very good. Yeah, 147.34. The PL is 114.8. Just for grand clear, guys. W8REG, clear and listening.
Oh, 104? I thought it was 114.8.
It is 104.8.
Okay, I didn't hear you right. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Bill, when that other fella brought it up and did a test, it broke my squelch here. I heard part of it. So it's a little marginal here. Wait till you get up on top of the hill and jump corners, and it'll come in full quieting. You'll be able to get it on the way home. Have a great one. K-W-2-K.
Yeah. Okay, Pete. Thanks again. W-8-M-N-D.
K-8-S-3, interesting. It's a whiteout out here. K-D-Y-L.
Clear.
Good
Good evening, DNA. This is NAKXQ. I am in the car driving to the meeting right now.
Hey, that's good news. I'm hoping we have a little bit of turnout for the presentation. We got that board, that vote. So yeah, that's good news. I'll see you there. I'm on my way. I'm on Silver Lake Road, I believe this is called.
Okay, yeah, I'm heading over. I just have to attend this meeting to make sure I don't get elected to something. So this is NAKXQ. I'm clear and monitoring.
Yeah, me too. I don't have it in me to be elected, which I don't have that to worry about, I'm sure. But I called Tony and I asked him if there was any chance of something like that happening. No, you'd know about it by now if that was the case or something like that. So anyway, I don't have the time or the that's because I'm making excuses here. There's better people for those positions. DNA, I'm listening as well. I'll see you at the meeting.
WXYZ testing, and concluded. WXYZ clear.